Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ElectroMusic.com Chuck Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor, jokingly called Inverter or Investor by my friends, although I'm no millionaire, I'm barely a thousandaire. With me is my beloved friend, Sunshine.
Hello.
And we'll be having a blast, joking around. Sunshine brought me some coffee, so I'm charged up and ready to go. And then Ginger's here too. She'll be barking her way onto the show sometime later when she demands attention. What you're listening to right now, excuse me, had to cough there.
Don't do that.
What you're listening to right now is a program that I wrote called Digitar. And during the first part of the show, 20 minutes, maybe 30, I'm going to be talking about this Digitar program while I control it. One of the fun things that we're doing today is we have a new setup, which is Live Chuck.
I like them live rather than dead.
We have been playing recordings in the past, MP3 files, and now we have it live. So you're listening to the Digitar program as well as a microphone program that I wrote during the week. Oh, excuse me, I have a bit of a cold and a sore throat, so I'm going to be sipping on some water as we talk. Got it from you.
I can't believe you're trying to give me back my own cold.
I won't breathe on you.
You want anything on me.
Pardon me. So, okay, this program is now playing a very simple tune that is the sound of a guitar being plucked. And it's based on the Car Plus Strong String Synthesis algorithm. To get a little bit technical just for a moment, because most of the people listening are fairly technically minded. It's a algorithm composed of four circuit sub-circuits. One is a noise burst that goes into a summing amp that has a feedback path through a delay line and a filter back into the summing amp. That's all there is to it. Very simple. And you tune the parameters of these different circuit elements, and it creates the sound of a guitar string, or a piano string, or a sitar string, or what have you. Wonderfully beautiful algorithm. I was so excited about it when I discovered it. And it, thousands, millions of people use it. Well, thousands anyway. Very famous. Also, I'm going to change the music here a little bit. Let's make things a little bit more complex. I know Sunshine likes simple tunes.
Sunshine's a simple woman.
So Simple is good. So what I'm doing here to explain it to you, excuse me, is I have the keyboard set up as a monome-like interface. If you don't know what a monome is, it is a rectangular array of lighted switches that connects to the computer into your software, and you can control instruments with it.
Is that what that is?
No. That is a controller that I built myself out of parts that I had around the house.
Alright, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. But I can't afford a monom because they're hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But what I do have is a keyboard. And you probably have one in front of you. If you look at the number keys, they go from 1 through 9 and then 0. So that's 10 keys. And then the next row goes from Q to P, that's 10 more keys. And then the next row and the next row gives us a 4x10 array. That's a monome. So I can press these keys, which I'm doing right now, and change the music. And Sunshine is here looking at little bitty dots appear on the screen in this array. So now we have a new song. And I, in addition to having a 4x10 array, I wanted a 10x16 array. So I made four banks controllable by the F1 through F4 keys. And we're using two of those banks right now. The next thing I'd like to show you about the program is some wonderful features that I added that are really exciting, that make it sound like a real guitar. You're listening to the guitar in its raw form right now. I can also press the F7 key and the program will actually play chords instead of notes. I'm gonna do that now. Oops, I pressed the 7 key, I meant the F7.
Sounds like lords and ladies are dancing.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, one thing that makes it sound so realistic, Sunshine, is that I put a slight, minuscule little time delay between each of the 6 simulated strings of the guitar.
Kind of like the connectors in my brain.
Yeah, there's a lot of time delay there. Because when you strum a guitar, of course, you don't strum them all simultaneously. They go click, 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 click.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you. You're my harshest critic and you love it. This is Digitar. I'll play it for you anytime you want. Digitar actually stands for Digital Guitar, which CarPlus and Strong, I don't recall if they worked together or separately created this. Many things in science and technology are created in different places of the world at the same time. One or the other of them made a chip and called it Digitar for digital guitar. So I thought that would be an appropriate name for my implementation of their algorithm.
Most things are not made alone.
It's true, because when the idea's time has come, we're all connected, and it just pops up like popcorn all over the world.
Popcorn.
Like the entire world is a big ball of popcorn.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I ate it at 2 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock now. Bill, the State Machine says that delay adds an interesting temporal effect. And State Machine has provided us with the monome.org link
in
the chat room.
Does that mean that affects the temporal side of the brain?
No, I mean temporal means time. So, it's a time warp again. Remember we had a time warp last week?
I live in a time warp, are you kidding me? have to remember I'm a 30-year-old woman in this old, decrepit body.
It's an awfully nice old, decrepit body, if you ask me. And I'm a 42-year-old kid.
I'm a 62-year-old hottie.
Yes, definitely hottie. Sunshine went on a date yesterday. We'll talk about that later, maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But it was good. I think she found a good guy. So, that's nice.
Good kisser.
Oh. Okay. Let's do some more fun stuff with this. In addition to being a digitar that plays both notes and chords, I have added some features. Oh, and before we get to the features, one more word of explanation. You might be wondering, what is the connection between the mono-like keyboard interface and the sound that's the notes or chords that are actually being played? Well, that connection is made by a thing that I love so much in music. I call it a Boolean sequencer. It has been around since the very beginning of sequencers in digital logic, and I discovered it and embellished it and evangelized it around the electromusic.com forum for about a year. And looking back at the posts and some of the new posts, I'm discovering that the people who work on the Clay sequencer have independently rediscovered the same interesting technology. And people in the Lunetta forum have independently rediscovered the same interesting technology. Sunshine's changing the music now.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No. Oh, no. What did I do?
You thought you were typing on the... No, it's okay. It doesn't matter what it... See, watch. When I press the buttons, these little at signs change, like they come, go away. Or if I press different keys. And that changes the song.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was right about the temporal lobe of the brain.
Temporal lobe. There are two temporal lobes. Now, State Machine is talking about temporal lobes. I wonder how many temporal lobes I have. Oh, there's two.
Two, you know what that's called?
Space alien brain.
Yes. Alien.
I've been accused of that before. Okay, so this Boolean sequencer is very simple to explain it. You just take a counter, a binary counter, you add logic to the output, and when that logic is a 1, you play a note. When that logic is a 0, you do not play a note. Very simple. Except you can make it interestingly complex if you want, and that's what I did with this program. So that's why we need this big, huge monolike array to make all kinds of fascinating songs with it and whatever. Or you can make simple songs. I'm going to delete the song by hitting the delete key. And the guitar went away. And I'm going to make a simple song that Sunshine might like. I like this song. There. It consists of only 5 ones in a sea of zeros. 5 binary digits are creating this song. Let's listen for a moment. W. Monk is in the chat room. W. Monk is one of our new Chuckists who was featured as the Chuckist of the Week, either last week or the week before, I forget. And he says it sounds like a lute. It's supposed to sound like a Stratocaster, W. Monk, but it will real soon. Okay, I explained the Karpeles Strong algorithm, I explained the monolike keyboard interface, and I explained the Boolean sequencer. Next, we're going to play with guitar stuff, like special effects, or effects as they're called. What I'm going to do next is press F6, select the distortion mix, and I'm going to crank up the distortion. You can hear the little beeps as I press the key.
Goes from John Baez to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, this is Bruce Springsteen right here. Now that sounds like my Stratocaster with the distortion put on the amp. Let's listen a moment. Now I'm going to crank up the distortion even more. It's at 30% now. I'm going to crank it up to 75%. And I'm going to change it back to playing notes instead of chords. Now Bill, State Machine, mentioned something interesting about the clay. He says that in the Boolean sequencer that they're working on for the next version of the clay, they're going to have multiple stages active at once, and each stage gets algebraically added up to make the control voltage. This is exactly the kind of thing that I've done. I haven't done exactly that, but I've done similar types of things. You can control drums with it. Can do all kind of stuff with a Boolean sequencer, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, now I'm cranking down the distortion, and I'll show you another feature of the program. What shall I show you? How about some reverb? I'll hit F10. And crank up a little reverb. Now let's crank the reverb back down. I'm not a big fan of reverb. A little is okay. Another control we have of the Digitar is the tempo. We're listening to 4/4 timing right now, but if I hit the F8 key, we go to 6/4 timing. Should I make the song more complicated?
It's complicated enough for me already.
There you go. Here's 8/4 timing. This is the timing they use in heavy metal.
No wonder I don't like it.
And it rolls around a 2/4 timing, really slow.
Yeah, that's me on Sunday morning.
Yeah, me too. And then 3/4 timing, which people sometimes use.
I once conducted an orchestra in 3/4 time.
Oh, you did?
I did.
With the wands and
yep,
everything?
I sure did.
Wow.
In high school, I did that.
That's fascinating.
It's very simple. It's very incredibly simple.
Oh, it is. I always thought it was very tough to do.
Each hand does something different. The right hand does the tempo, the left hand does the volume and the swell.
Oh. You know, when Ge Wang runs his laptop orchestra, they have special cymbals. He conducts it, and they have special cymbals. Like, if he holds his hand and rocks it like holding a baby, then they're supposed to take their laptops and tilt them to the sides so the accelerometer can sense the position of the laptop. Macs these days can tell if you move them. Sunshine is looking at me with this incredulous expression.
It's called blank.
Blank expression.
Like the Wii.
I haven't told you about the laptop orchestras. I'll have to tell you about them and show you some links. It's really cool. I'll show you. Maybe we'll play some of their music. Let me bump it up to 4/4 timing, which is my favorite. And let's try the bar chords. So let me switch it to chords on F7. You can bar the notes, but that's kind of strange.
Those are my favorite, the bar codes. Do you have shopping codes?
These are different.
Bar codes and shopping codes.
This is spelled B-A-R-R-E. And it's not like shopping. What you do is you hold your index finger on the guitar fret, and then you form a chord with your other three fingers. And then you can slide it up and down the neck. Well, you position it at different places during the neck. So that's called a bar chord. It's barred at the nut, which is bar zero. And let me select F9 for the bar. Oops. And I'm going to hit the plus key. We're now barred at the third fret. You can hear it's the same song, but it's played three frets up. Now here's the 6th fret. And I'm going to move it up to the 12th fret. Now, let's hear some heavy metal stuff. Sunshine won't like this. I'm going to hit F7 to turn it back to notes. Leave it barred at 12. No reverb for heavy metal. We want 8/4 timing, and we want a lot of distortion. So F6 and crank it up. Now that is some heavy metal out of the digitar. About covers the digitar. We have spent 20 minutes talking about this program, and it's an hour-long show. We hit delete and clear that song. And let's say hello to the folks in the chat room before we move on to playing some different kind of music. Let me first shut off the digitar program. Hello folks, we're back again. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there. Live radio, live internet streaming radio from electromusic.com, The Chuck Show. Full of mistakes, but we love it. Okay, in the chat room, let's see who's here. We have Blue Hell, the ever-present Blue Hell, the ever-present Blue Jay, and the ever-present Edison Rex. We have Abwa JDYK, who I forget what her real name is. We have Doug Burt, myself, Key Jazz. Mono is here twice, so once again he makes a stereo. Plastics Man is our bot. He's a dictionary, he's a weather machine, and he makes plastic parts in his spare time. Shanester, being Shane, also known as Magnetron when he's in a powerful mood, is here. State Machine is here, and W Monk. So the gang's all here, or lots of them anyway. And Shane, by the way, congratulations this very day, earlier today, Shane was made an editor of electromusic.com. So congratulations to Shane. Agnes is her name. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to play some music? What do you think? Or do you want to talk a little bit, Sunshine?
Well, they came to listen to music, not to listen to me talk.
Okay. Well, since W. Monk's here, guess what? I happen to have a song written by W. Monk. I don't remember what it sounds like. I listened to it earlier this week. Let's give it a listen for a few minutes. Okay, folks, I'll remind you that W. Monk is a new Chuckist, and he's got some programming experience, so he took like a duck to water making this music. Next up, we have some music by, who is this? Key Jazz. Key Jazz gave it a funny, strange name. It's called Pizzica Duo. I have these songs all lined up, well, actually, alphabetically. I didn't plan a whole lot this week. I just put together a lot of fun live stuff because our theme today is Live Chuck. So here's Key Jazz's song. Thank you. Oh, by the way, thank you, Key Jazz, for that interesting song. Key Jazz is a major contributor to the Chuck Show. He's always doing interesting stuff, and he's happy to pass it along and share it with everybody. Oh, and in Digitar, I forgot to give Key Jazz credit. I wrote most of the program, did most of the work, but Key Jazz took it and fixed the minor flaws that existed in my Digitar model, which is like putting the icing on the cake. He added the final perfection. It was great. Thank you, Key Jazz. Now, I'm going to talk about the program that I wrote this week and the controller that we're using for the show. A controller is a little device with knobs and sliders and buttons and switches that you can use to control your software, music show, or your recording software. And I wanted a controller, but to be honest with you, I'm poor as dirt, so I couldn't afford one. And something churned in my mind, and I started imagining all the parts that I had in my collection, and I pieced together the design of a controller. And I looked around and hunted in all my drawers and everything, and I found all the parts that I needed. And I put together this little controller. It's been controlling the volume. There's a mute switch. There's a volume control that makes me really, really loud, or makes me really, really, really quiet. Quiet, 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 loud, 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 loud. Okay, you get the idea. And I wrote a program that is controlling the controller, or is controlled by the controller, actually, connected to the microphone. And I added a fun little feature called a vocoder. This particular vocoder makes a demonic voice. So let's hear what that sounds like. I am the demon of electromusic.com. I program in Chuck, and I make evil programs.
And it doesn't matter what you say, because they can't understand a word.
I can understand it. And not only am I a demon, but when I change the pitch knob, you'll hear my pet chipmunk, the evil chipmunk. I am the evil chipmunk, the chipmunk from hell. Hey, let me out of this cage. I want out. No, chipmunk.
I feel like I should have a hand puppet.
Yeah, let's do a little hand puppet show. No, chipmunk, you remember what happened the last time I let you out of that cage.
I'll chew my way out. Chew, chew. I'm free. I'm free. I'm a free chipmunk.
Uh-oh, the chipmunk got free.
Hey, give me some acorns. You, blue hell, give me some peanuts. I want some popcorn, dammit. Give me some popcorn.
Loose. Okay, that's a strange little
It's your brain that's loose.
Okay, that was stupid with two O's instead of a U. Oh, but I messed it up. I left the regular volume on while I did the demon voice. And Jan said that doesn't sound quite demonic. So let's try it one more time. Not the whole skit, just a little bit.
And I am the chipmunk, the evil chipmunk, from hell.
Okay, that was a better demo of the capability of the stupid little program that I wrote.
I only rolled my eyes 14 times.
Chuckies love this kind of silly stuff. We love to joke around.
We're human.
Electromusic.com folks love it too. So, basically the algorithm for that, to get a little bit technical, while Sunshine rolls her eyes once again.
No, I'm going to go get a drink.
Oh, are you going to get me a drink?
Of course.
We only have a little bit of alcohol tonight. There will be no drunken debauchery. Just a little caffeine and a little bit of vodka. So, moderation is the key. So, the algorithm is simply a pitch shifter that's controllable by that knob I was controlling. Excuse me. With a delay line in the feedback loop. And I can control the delay line. Let me give you one more demo of it. I'm going to put it on demon setting at about 0.8. And then I'm spinning these little bitty cheap thumb wheel plots, potentiometers that I like so much. Oh good, Jan has no peanuts, but he gave the demon chipmunk some acorns. Little curly braces in the chat room there. Excellent. We'll hear no more from him. He'll be eating, stuffing his cheeks. Anyway, I'm going to turn it back on demon and adjust the delay. We had a delay of 0 during that demonstration. And here is with, I'm going to vary the delay.
Talking like a demon and raising the delay. Now I have a little bit more delay. Delay is at 0.5 seconds. Delay is at 1.0 seconds. Delay is at 0.5 seconds. And back to no delay.
Okay, I hope you could hear or make out what I was saying there. I was describing the amount of delay that was being applied in the feedback loop, and you heard different amounts of echo as a result. So, that's the second program that was kind of fun that I wanted to feature for you, and we'll be using this controller in future live Chuck shows and all that stuff. Next up, just what I need, a little vodka. It's probably pure straight vodka, knowing Sunshine.
No.
No? Oh, okay. It might as well be. Okay. Here is Boolean 8-Bit, a program that I wrote. When did I write this program? I wrote it Monday, January 21st, 2008. That was 3 months after I had joined electromusic.com. I joined on October 13th, 2007, 3 days before my birthday. Here is Boolean 8-Bit. Thank you. Okay, everybody, this song will go on forever and get more and more complex as it goes, so let's stop it. It has a younger brother. The program that I wrote shortly after that, when? Well, that was January 21st, too. This is called Boolean Quartet. It's a little different. Let's hear this. Goodness, folks, it's already 40 minutes into the show. We've had so much fun so far. We've got 19 minutes of fun left. Bill's Date Machine tells us that he did a little research on the web while we were talking, and there is in fact a three-axis accelerometer on the hardware of a Macintosh. It's primarily used to protect the hard drive in case of a sudden shock, but Apple being Apple, they made the access of the analog information available to the CPU so that Chuck can sense it and do stuff with it. Very interesting. Okay, enough of Boolean Quartet. Boolean Quartet will also get infinitely complex and boring if we let it run forever. Here's another interesting song from Key Jazz. This is a one-liner. Key Jazz started a thread. He said, hey everybody, in the Chuck forum on electromusic.com, he says, let's make one-liners. You get one line of code, 80 characters wide, and you can squeeze multiple lines together into a single line, but that's all you get, and make the best music you can out of one line. And he made this one called Dizzy Chuck Gillespie. Which I'm not going to play forever because although it's interesting, it is a pretty simple kind of little ditty. So let's stop that one, and I've got plenty more programs. Here is one by Frostburn. Frostburn was really big on the Chuck forum for quite some time, but we haven't seen him in a while, and we really hope he comes back. If you're listening, Frostburn, we'd like to hear from you again. This one is a little soft, so I'll shut off the mic so the background noise won't interfere and you can hear it. Okay, folks, that was Frostburn. Hello, test 1, 2, 3. Okay, good. Folks, that was Frostburn, and he titled it Collatz Iteration. He always made fascinating mathematical music, was a real math wizard, and is a real math wizard wherever he is now. And I don't know what a colatz is, but he iterated a colatz and made this sound. Very interesting. Ooh, Galagabees. I don't want to play that. Should I play Galagabees? Mm-hmm. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Hold on, we're having technical difficulties. Okay, Jan tells me to switch to Shane when I'm done. I like the clickety-clack of the keyboard appearing on the show. Another part of our live experiment. Oh yeah, Shane just remembered he's on in 15 minutes. Okay, Shane, glad you're with us today. This is Friday night and you're on in 15. Okay, I'm going to save for next week the generator. We've heard the generator once before, but I really want to play it when Howard is in the chat room, because even though he might be listening, it's one of his favorites, the relaxation part of the generator. So we'll save that for next week. And let's see, one that I like, I'll skip ahead. I'm going to play something Key Jazz did called Intergalactic Sound Check. It's another one-liner. He's got a triangle wave oscillator going into a pitch shifter, going back to the pitch shifter and going into the DAC. Somewhat similar to the demonic thing that I made. But it's not demonic, it's very interesting. Let's hear it. Tells us this is intense. I think it's pretty intense. It's pretty weird.
I don't like it.
It has no rhythm.
No, it's not that. It just sounds like something deep in the forest underneath the moss and the leaves that's just peeking out, waiting to attack.
To me, it sounds like a spaceship hovering in space. That's why it's called intergalactic. Intergalactic. Wasn't there a song like that? Intergalactic, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, weird song. Let's put an end to Intergalactic Sound Check. Thank you, Key Jazz, for another fun one-liner. And I should mention, that one-liner thread that he made was perhaps one of the longest-lasting threads on the electromusic.com forum. Here's another one by Key Jazz. He wrote it on Friday, January 9th at 6 o'clock in the morning. Key Jazz is a night owl for sure.
A morning person.
Well, he stays up all night and goes to bed at like 8 a.m.
That's because the sun is funny where he lives.
No, his time at 8 a.m.
Right.
It'll be like 8 p.m. here and he says,
right,
I'm going to bed.
He said the sun is funny where he lives. It's not normal like it is here.
Oh, it changes when it goes around the world?
Uh-huh.
Does it get to turn blue?
No, it just stays on longer. Nobody turns the switch off.
Oh, I didn't know there was a switch.
You didn't? No. It's a dimmer switch, silly.
Oh, no wonder it just, in the morning it's dim.
Yeah.
It gets bright.
Hello.
And then it's dim. Oh, duh. I feel so dim. Thank you, our blonde friend, Sunshine. Okay, here is, he wrote this as the New Year celebration for Chuckists Everywhere this year in 2009. So let's hear it.
Break out the champagne.
Yeah. Whoops. Okay, everybody, that was a pretty cool song written by Key Jazz. It was kind of nice.
No, it's very nice.
Oh, good. Glad you like it. Let's see. The one I want to play again is one that Sunshine thought something brilliant about. It's intended to be Thunder, and it was written by Key Jazz. And I was fascinated with the way Key Jazz uses feedback and gain blocks and noise and impulses and things like that. He's really got quite a talent for it. So I researched his code and drew a block diagram of it, which had like 20 blocks in it. And it had a feedback loop and noise coming in and the modulation signal and all kind of stuff going on. And I posted it and we talked about it and we all learned from each other. And this is Key Jazz's Thunder. Now, it sounds a little bit like Thunder, but when Sunshine listened to it before, it reminded her of the movie Jurassic Park. Remember that?
I do.
And when Jurassic Park, when the T-Rex was coming after you, when he was walking, he would make these thundering footsteps, and it would make the puddles ripple.
And he ate that guy in the outhouse?
I hated that part.
I know.
I liked it when the T-Rex was chasing the Jeep and the guy was saying, faster, faster. Gotta go faster.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, is that who it was? He's a good actor. So anyway, listen to this and think of the T-Rex. And I'm also going to cue up another song in addition to it called WPPK Rain. WPPK is a Chuckist who I haven't heard from in quite some time. And the story behind this song... Of
here
course, we're almost done with the show, and Ginger has to be on the show. She's barking at someone behind the door. Thank you, Ginger, for that special guest appearance. We started a thread. Somebody started a thread. It might have been me, might have been somebody else, and said, let's make some rain, guys, or folks, because some of them are girls. And
we need rain.
We need rain. We just had rain last night.
Not enough.
Not enough. Like you said about me last week.
Not enough.
It wasn't last week, but this week I got a 90% grade. The only thing I didn't do was put the seat down. I cleaned the kitchen. I did the dishes. I put the dishes away. I've had plenty of ice in the fridge. I did the trash. I even wiped that table down where she puts her notebook when she comes here, the glass table. But I didn't put the seat down and I lost 10 points. Still an A.
90 is good.
Okay, we only have 4 minutes to listen to this. So we all made rain sounds and then WPPK posted this. And that was the end of the thread because it was such awesome rain. If you're listening with headphones, he does a thing, I forget what it's called, but it like... messes with your ears psychologically and it makes you have a three-dimensional representation of rain inside your head of all the things. So let's start with the rain. And if you're listening with headphones, you can hear the drips. And now let's do the thunderous footsteps of the T-Rex.
Thank you.
Folks, that clicking song you just heard was Howard entering the chat room. Welcome, Howard. Glad you could join us. And this is Thunder or Dinosaur Footsteps, T-Rex Footsteps by Key Jazz, combined with Rain by WPBK. And that's going to end our show. We're running over time just a couple of minutes. Shane was gracious enough to give us a little bit of time. And in addition to Shane becoming an editor now, welcome to the club, Shane. Bill, me, Shane, and some others perhaps, I'm not really sure who is all involved, are bestowed the title of stream operators. And that means we can switch each other using the control interface that Jan wrote.
Means you can control your stream.
I can control my stream. That's perfect. Right. I am master of my domain.
Perfect.
That's right. And I'm going to switch Shane in right now. So Shane, would you please get ready? Get ready, Shane. This is so much fun. I am using the power. I have the power. Oh, let's use the demon for that. That's right. I feel so ominous. Ominous? Is that the right term?
No, ominous.
Ominous.
Honorary ominous.
Honorary. I need more vodka before I talk like that. And we only have a little bit tonight. No big party tonight, but there sure was plenty of caffeine, so I can't complain. Okay. As my duty and responsibility as a stream operator, I have now selected Shane Morris. And as soon as I get the signal from the chat room, I'm going to click the update restart button and you'll hear Shane.
Go, Shane.
Of course, they don't hear us until 30 seconds later, so.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, we're going to wait for them.
I hear us right now.
In the meantime, we're going to whistle Dixie. Oh, you can whistle into this demonic thing, too. Or you can make orc sounds like this. Streaming radio.